Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome to the show. The calling number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I have a great show for you tonight. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this ride. Guys, today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. I know it's tax time, guys. You're probably waiting for your W-2s to come in, getting all your receipts together, getting all your info together, getting it ready to get it to your tax preparer. This year, touch base with the professionals at CPA on Duty. 770-732-0244. Without them, I would not be here. All right? Now, guys, today, the calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. Lock that number into your cell phone, and so that when it's showtime every day, Monday through Friday, you can just go straight to that number, and boom, you're up on the show listening live to my voice. Guys, my voice is getting better. I know I've been kind of down first part of the week, but as I come into the home stretch towards the weekend, I'm getting stronger and stronger, okay? Now, I don't know what it's going to be like come Monday when I do the Dr. King show. I don't know what it's going to be like come Monday, because on Sunday, I will be probably screaming at the TV with the Falcons game. I know they're going to spank the San Francisco 49ers, so I will be screaming and yelling on Sunday. So my voice may be, you know, strained on Monday when I get on the show. But I'm just letting you know early that I may have a weird voice on Monday for the Dr. King show. Anyway, guys, today the weather is starting to get worse. Here in Atlanta, the weather's starting to get worse. The rain is kind of moving out, and now it's starting to turn into snow come up. It looks like the weatherman said it may be about 7 o'clock or something like that when it starts to turn to snow. So as soon as the show is over, you guys can peek out your windows and maybe you'll see some snow. Those of you that are in the Atlanta area. Now, those people that are north of the city, excuse me, that are in northwest of the city, you guys are probably experiencing some pretty good snow right now as the show starts. If you are, call into the show and tell me what you guys have going on. I don't mind you calling in the middle of the show, toward the end of the show, whatever. I'll put you on the air. And remember, when you do call into the show, if you want to talk to me, please follow the show screener's prompts and press 1 once you get into the show in order to talk to me. Okay? So, calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. I have to get up mighty early in the morning and get to work myself The reason I'm saying that is because with the streets wet tonight, with the little bit of snow coming in, the rain, snow, and ice mix, I'm going to have to be cautious in the morning on my way to work. So you guys throw a prayer up for me. I'm sure things will go okay. But throw a prayer up for me for in the morning when I'm on the way to work, and I'm going to throw a prayer for you guys for in the morning when you guys are on the way to work. Because they're predicting that in the morning going to be kind of slick streets with the black ice. All right, so be very careful, guys, on your way to work in the morning. Now, today's show is titled Loaning Money to Friends and Family. The reason I wanted to do this show is that I've been a victim of this. I'm sure that you guys have been a victim of this. And it's pretty tough for you to when you loan money to friends or family. The reason I say it's pretty tough because, you know, when you loan money to someone, they say, "Hey Frank, I need $50 until Friday." Okay, if it's Monday, and you say, "Frank, I need $50 till Friday," now it's on me. It's on me to make the decision to loan you $50 until Friday. If I don't need that $50 back earlier than Friday, then I may loan you the $50. Okay? But then if I need that $50 back before Friday, it's up to me to say, "Hey, I can loan you the money today, but I need the money back by Wednesday." Okay? The reason I'm saying this is because people say, "I'm going to borrow the money on Monday. I'll pay you back on Friday." Friday, if I loan you the money, Friday, I expect the person that borrowed the money to call me on Friday and say, "Hey, can we meet so I can bring you your $50? Or can I come to your house, I'm getting ready to come by your house and drop off your $50. But the problem is that on Friday, you don't hear from them. They don't call. They don't send you a message. Anything on Friday. So come Friday night, you haven't heard from them, so you give them a call. They don't answer. Send them a text message. They don't answer your text. You're like, at that point, you realize that you're not going to get your money on Friday. You may not get it on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever, until that person is ready to give you your money back. That's the problem with loaning money to friends and family. What I suggest is don't do it. Okay? I've been burned several times. You know, you get your money back, but you don't get it back when they say they're going to give it back. Okay? That's the problem. So if you loan someone money and they say they're going to pay you on Friday, and come Friday, they call you, "Frank, got your money. I need to meet you somewhere and give you your money. Or I need to come by your house and bring you your money." That person who brings the money back on Friday like they promised, can get another loan in the future because they do what they say they're going to do. But that person is usually not a friend and not a family member. Okay? So that's, you know, that's a problem. Now I have a caller on the show from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're on the line with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Hi, yes. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Great. I was just going to make a comment. If you lend money to family or friends, if it's a friend, you know, you might as well say you giving them the money. If they give it back, it's kind of like a gift. And basically, when they don't give it back, however much you lent them, that's how much you cost to get that person out of your life, because they're going to avoid you like the plague. So sometimes, you know, if they can fix their lips enough to ask you for the money in the first place, to me that's pretty bold, because, I mean, everybody have bills. I don't know if they think you're a banker or what, but, you know, if they can ask you for the money in the first place and then not pay it back, then they didn't value the friendship. That's all I was going to say.
So have you been a victim of loaning money to friends and family and not getting it back?
Oh, most definitely. Or one time, I mean, one of the biggest arguments, I got in with a close family member. I loaned them like some money, and they, number one, they piecemealed it back. When you loan somebody like $1,000 and they pay you back $50 at a time, you know, that's not the same as loaning them $1,000. And the argument was about when they finally paid it off, they were upset with me because I didn't thank them. I was supposed to be thanking them profusely for getting my money back. So, you know, it's never a good thing.
Wow.
Right.
All right,
so,
thank you for calling into the show and giving your comment. Is that all you have?
Yeah, thanks. I was going to say this is a very touchy topic, interesting topic, and I'm sure anyone listening, you know, has been in this predicament, or if they haven't, maybe they'll take your advice and stay away from it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in the show and keep listening, okay?
All right, thanks.
Now, guys, just like I said before, the best thing to do is not loan the money. Okay? Like I said, I know everyone who's listening to the show has been a victim of loaning money to a friend or family member and not getting it back. You may get it back, like the caller say, you may get it back, but it may not be in the time frame that you were told you get it back. Or, you know, if you're loaning a decent amount of money, then you may not get it back. You know, you may get it back in pieces and not as a lump sum like you gave it to them. Now, I have another caller on the show from the 404 area code. The first three numbers are 863. Caller, you're on the air with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Hey, Tony, what's happening?
Hey, bud, what's going on?
Hey, nothing, man. I just tuned in to the show. Just getting in from the doctor. Just tuned in. You know, I heard Laura say, yeah, that is a touchy subject. Real touchy. But the thing about it is, if you want to get rid of your so-called friend, loan them the money. If you want to get rid of that friend, loan them the money, and they'll disappear.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true.
You know, a couple of our friends I've loaned money to, and, you know, I think the most was about $100. It took me about 5 to 6 years to get that because I got tired of hearing him telling me what he bought his girlfriend. And every time I tell her you bought her TV, he'll give her a car, but you've been owing me $100 for 5 years.
Man.
And, yeah, so finally one day I just had to say, hey, man, when you going to pay me my money? Oh, I thought I gave it to you. I said, well, you think you gave it to me? Y'all remember when you gave it to me. Then you paid back. How did you pay me back? Just pay back. Oh, man, I don't remember. Exactly. Exactly. You don't remember because you never paid.
That money, man. Money can ruin a friendship. Money can ruin a marriage. Money ruins a lot of stuff that happens all the time. But 5 years, $100. That's a bad seed right there.
Yeah, man. Hey, one point that I would swear to your body to just, I just sit back and see what you go be a man about it and say, hey, man, I appreciate it. And you're helping me out when you did. I didn't even get that.
Yeah.
But it's all well and done, man. You know, when we were young, we used to sing that song by the OJs.
Yeah.
And we thought we knew something just by knowing the lyrics of the song. But when you get older, you sit down and listen to the lyrics of the song. They was telling you something about that money.
That's
we were all even.
That's it.
So
they steal from their mama for that money.
Yeah.
Well, hey, bud, I appreciate you calling in, and keep listening to the show.
You got it, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bud. So that's a good point. That's another thing. If you want to get rid of that friend, go ahead and loan them that money. And then when they don't pay you back in the time that they say they are, if you can do without that money, let it go. Because you're not going to hear from them. If you do hear from them, the only thing you want to hear from them is, hey, I'm on the way. I'm bringing you your money. You know? And the biggest thing about loaning money to family is that you have to see them. You usually have to see your family at some point. You know, 5 years is a long time, as the caller was saying. 5 years, that's a long time for $100. But you know, usually you loan your money to a family member. They'll come. It's so crazy. They'll come in your face and don't say a thing about your money. Now, you may be having a little get-together. They'll come around to your get-together, drink, eat, everything, and want to say a thing about your money. He's just looking at him like, look at that, ring, ring, ring. You know, sitting there eating up my food. Look at that, ring, ring, ring. Sitting there drinking up, you know, my beverages. See, that burns you up. It's burning you up inside. So, you know, but it's not burning them up inside. And that's the problem. So because of that, because of the stress that it puts on you, because you loan your money to them, then I say, don't loan them the money. I might have $1,000 in my pocket, and you ask me for $40. $40 isn't much from $1,000. But at the same time, I'm not gonna loan you. No, I'm not gonna loan out that $40 because I don't know when I'm gonna get it back. And like I said, when someone borrows money from you and say, "Hey, I borrowed it Monday, I'm gonna pay it back Friday," come Friday, they're at your door or they're calling you, telling you they, you know, "We need to meet so I can give you your money," or whatever. Those are the people that can get another loan in the future. But once you fool me once, once you fool me twice, you know, it may take two times, but there will not be a third time. I guarantee it. 818-301-5834 is the call-in number to the show. 818-301-5834. Now, another thing about loaning money to friends. That's why when you borrow money when you borrow money for a home, for a car, for motorcycle, something that's got a big ticket on it, they make you sign a contract. They make you sign an agreement saying you'll pay such and such amount of money every month on the fifth of the month for the next 5 years or the next 30 years for a house or whatever the agreement is. You don't do that with your friends and family. You know, because it's not a large amount of money. I don't care if it's $5. When you say you're gonna pay it back at a certain time, that's when you need to be paying me my $5. When you don't, that burns the bridge. So it doesn't matter the amount of money. It's just the principle of getting the money back to the person at the time that you wanted, that you said you would. So even you guys that are listening to the show right now, if you borrow money from someone, be the man, be the big man about it, be the big woman about it. And I mean, now I'm not calling women that are listening to the show big women, okay? Because, you know, you guys will send me 100 emails tomorrow saying that y'all was talking about fat women, which I'm not talking about fat women. Let me get that straight right now, because I get hundreds of emails a day about a show that I had the night before. So, I wanted to make that clear. That hit me as soon as I said it. Big man, big woman. I'm just saying stature. Okay? So be the big man about it. I'll be the big woman about it. And pay it back at the time that you say you will. Even if you are, I don't care if you have to go borrow it from someone else to pay this person back. But get that person paid back in the time that you say you would. That way, when you really need them the next time, they'll be there for you because you've been a big person about it and brought it back at the time you said that you would, okay? These loan companies and stuff, they have a contract with you. They can take you to court and get their money back. When you loan money to friends and family like that, you don't have a contract with them. You have a verbal agreement with them, but you don't have a contract with them that they signed for the money. Excuse me. So you can't take them to court. All right? So, guys, I got about 1 minute left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. And remember, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys that criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Join me tomorrow, Free Fall Friday, 6:30, right here on the Frank Williams Show. And guys, please, please, please drive carefully on the roads and watch out for the other guy. Please drive carefully. Watch out for the other guy. And remember, please be careful. Okay? Love you guys, and take care of yourself. Tomorrow's Friday, Free Fall Friday. Join me on the show, 6:30 tomorrow. Call into the show. Talk about whatever you want. Thanks, guys. Take care. Good night.